Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's the latest on Devin Singletary's health?
Yeah, he's still, you know, he remains day-to-day. He's not going to practice today. We'll get a better feel again as we go through the week here.
Any thought if he's unable to go, do you have to go get another running back to make sure you're covered there? Or Marcus Murphy, I think, is still out there. I don't know, is that a possibility that you might have to think about that, Sean?
Yeah, we always, you know, Brandon and I always meet early part of the week, talk about a lot of things. You know, in this case, we feel good with where we are right now. We'll see how the week goes.
The fact that he participated in the community event yesterday, I mean, that must be a good sign.
Yeah, I'm glad he's out in the community and good to see him moving around. Yeah, for sure.
How about Tyler Croft? He seems to be progressing. Is there any update on his status?
Yeah, he'll practice full today, and we'll evaluate as we go through the week as well.
Andre Roberts and Taron Johnson.
Andre will be limited today, and then Taron will not practice.
When you mentioned, of course, about feeling good about your running game as a whole beyond Devin, what else are you thinking about? Like as far as the way your O line has blocked these past couple weeks, what have been your observations of the running game as a whole?
Yeah, I think we've done some good things, Vic, in the running game. Then there's plays we want to have back. The way we just have to continue to trend in the right direction and improve, really, overall as a football team.
Hey, to piggyback off of that, Sean, it's been pretty obvious that downfield blocking has been a strength for your team. I mean, you've got receivers and tight ends and running backs buying in. How tough is it to get those guys who – you know, little guys like Isaiah McKenzie or whoever who really aren't accustomed to doing that, maybe to get them to buy in that they got to do that to make a successful play.
Did you say little guys?
Your Smurfs.
Yeah, no, it's good when the entire team, including our little guys, can do that. Yeah, I mean, it's you noticed Dawson's block on the touchdown run by Devin last week, and there's a couple other there that escaped me right now. But yeah, just the commitment to blocking. From those wide receivers, from the tight ends downfield, has been big. And I think Cole had the catch and run as well in the second quarter, I believe it was last week, where the receivers were trying to finish the play the right way, which is good to see.
What did you see in Tyler Croft when you guys went after him in free agency? And what do you make of a guy who's essentially has only played five games over the past, year and a bit?
Yeah. Again, we're just looking forward to seeing Tyler today and see how he progresses through the week. But overall, a football player that is wired the right way. So we'll continue to evaluate and go from there.
Sean, I think you guys have five home games and a bye week over the next 7 weeks. What is that kind of extended home stretch, or how can that affect your season?
I'm just looking at one game right now, honestly. I understand where you're coming from. We're just trying to improve. Guys, right now, we're trying to continue to improve. I don't know about five games from now. All I know is who we play this week, and that's where our focus is.
What do you see from Andy Dalton in the passing game so far on film for the Bengals?
Yeah, I mean, Andy, going against him a few times over the years, first of all, a lot of respect for him as a person. He continues to show his development playing the position. I think he's very decisive in what he's doing. They take aggressive shots down the field. I think they're a really good offense, really good football team. I mean, the way they played Seattle really probably should have won the game out there on the road against a good football team in Seattle. That's well documented. So I think the game last week got away from him a little bit. It was tight up until somewhere in the late first half there, end of the second quarter, and the game opened up. So this is a good football team, and we've got a good week of practice in front of us to continue to grow as a football team here in Buffalo, and so that's really what's in front of us right now, where our focus.
Sean, you look at their offensive numbers, and obviously Dalton has been effective in the passing game, very low rushing
totals. Is that a function of the games they've been in, or is there some sort of issue with how they execute?
No, again, I think it's that's probably a better question for Zach, honestly. But, you know, the way I look at it is this last game got away from them, and you know, they certainly have skilled players that can get the ball down the field, whether it's, you know, in the air or run after catch. They're a very explosive offense.
You said you weren't looking ahead to 5 weeks, but can you look even allow yourself to look back at Andy Dalton, what he's meant to this franchise back 2 years ago and what he did, you know, at the end of 2017?
Yeah, I really appreciate it. I really do. And I had a chance to meet him this offseason, class act. Andy and his wife, class people, and certainly, you know, we really appreciate his generosity to this community, and that goes beyond the game. It really does. And but, you know, again, our focus is on playing the game this week, and I'm sure Andy's is as well.
John, I know Josh's early success in his sophomore season. Do you attribute to the amount of work he was able to get on the field as a rookie?
I'm distracted by that. You got like a whole bunch of balloons. And happy birthday, by the way, John. You want me to take you seriously when you got this balloon hanging over your shoulder right here?
Excellent.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
how much
of Josh's early season success do you attribute to the amount of work he was able to do in games as a rookie?
Yeah, I think that was important. You know, you look back at the film where he shows up in overlap games and everything. So, you know, and he'd probably be the first to tell you that he learned, and you learn the hard way. There's some scars that are built up. And I think we as a team, myself as a head coach, you know, I've made plenty of mistakes, and you take those scars, but it's what you do with those scars. It's the lessons that are baked into those scars that you carry with you as you continue to grow and evolve and hopefully have more success.
Hey, Sean, I know not having Andre probably impacts this, but given the way, especially early in the season, it's all flying on kickoffs, do you just prefer that you don't bother taking it out of the end zone? You told Isaiah, if it's over your head, just leave it.
Yes and no. I mean, some of it's game plan, some of it's matchups, you know, some of it's where we are in the game. But, you know, I mean, sometimes it's hard. Average starting drive around the league usually is not much, if it is, even for the top teams beyond that 25-yard line. So it's you know, it's partly game plan, partly playing smart football also.
I guess the reason for that, it just seems like special teams are so – the guys are so fast now. They get downfield so quickly, it just almost seems counterproductive to try to bust one when it's probably not going to happen. Right?
And Heath and Matt do a really good job of game planning it also, how deep it is and based on whether or not we want to bring it out, how high it is. And so they usually scout that out for us.
Sean, and right tackle, Sean, you split the reps between Cody and Titus about 50-50. Is that something that can be a long-term solution?
Possibly. You know, we'll see. We're just going to take it one game at a time and see how that goes today in practice, and we'll go from there.
So I know it's going to be a pretty wild atmosphere. People are going to be really excited to see you guys back home 2-0. With the approach to younger players, you have to kind of guard against and talk to them all week about not getting too amped up, not trying to do more than what's expected of you in a situation like that.
Yeah, just do what we do, honestly. We've been doing this for a while, and our team is going to continue to grow. I mean, it's early in the season. It's only two games in, and so the important piece for us is that we continue to focus on our process, our fundamentals, our mindset, our focus, and we continue to grow as a football team. We have a ton of young players. I think we're second in the league, right around second in the league, playing significant roles, so we just have to continue to develop our overall football team and them included in this game.
You know, they don't like to look ahead. Can't you just – is it hard not to at least see the path getting a little clearer in the conference with some of the things happening to other teams, Luck going down, Big Ben going down, Darnold being sick?
Yeah, honestly, I don't even know. I'm sure I know about some of it, but not all of it. Jerry, my this is 3 weeks in a row now, by the way. My focus is on.
What?
You trying to try? It is a good. No, you've asked 3 weeks in a row. Good questions.
Yeah, you noticed those three things, right?
Sometimes I get texts that tell me that honestly that's going on. Because I really just try and focus on what we're doing and our players.
What characteristics do you see in Nixon, and you know, they can't continue to get zero out of the running game?
He's a very good football player. Very good football player. Really, their backs are good football players, and you know, he's had a ton of success, had a ton of success in college, and has had a ton of success to this point in his NFL career. So we've got a lot of respect for him and what he brings to the table. And, again, they're an explosive, dangerous offense.
Coach, we've seen you go out to meet a lot of the fans before home games. What's your favorite part about Bill's home games?
Oh, man, just the people, you know, driving in from where I live into the stadium and the smell in the air. I love that. I think it's unique to the NFL. Watching the tailgates, the environment around the tailgates is unique to the NFL. Like I said, the drive-in, very few places do people park in people's backyards around the NFL, so that's kind of neat and unique, and I love that. I love the signs that are out here on Big Tree Road and Abbott Road that advertise for part. I mean, I just think it's all part of our experience in Buffalo. I think it's special.
You talked about how young this team is and how it needs to continue developing. How does that differ from the 2015 Carolina Panthers that was more of a older team in some ways, a more established team that, you know, that reeled off 14 straight wins?
Yeah.
Can you draw anything off that?
Yeah, you know, trying to jog my memory, the experience that I got from that year, John, was really that the team will continue to bond together and grow as the season goes on. And we had challenges, and every year there's going to be challenges. You know, we've had some this year already with injuries and some other challenges, right? So we just have to continue to stick together and grow and be accountable to one another and prepare like crazy this week to earn the right to win. I mean, that's really what it comes down to.
John, they seem, I mean, the limited access we've had to them, and they seem pretty level-headed about what went on in the first two games. Yeah, 2-0 start, a lot of hype associated with that. How would you describe, you know, the mindset or whatever, the approach early in the week here as you get into this?
Yeah, I would basically, again, just, you know, our guys, you know, again, focused on doing their routines. What normally happens on a Wednesday is happening on a Wednesday. They understand it's early in the season, and look, this team came in here last year and hung 20-some points on us, and really we didn't score many points. So they understand the challenge that's in front of them.
John, real quick, when you were building your defense, where did getting your two safeties ranked on your to-do list? You got two good ones. When you build a defense, where does that stack?
Yeah, that's up there. I mean, just in terms of especially the types of people they are in Jordan and Micah, and then you extend it to Kurt and Dean and Quan and Saran, and the types of people they are, and then the types of players that they are, the fabric of what they can do and their versatility. You know, now watching those two and the way they work together, and I think Kurt's been a piece of that as well now this year. His leadership, you know, has been felt not only on defense but on special teams, in the meeting rooms, in the weight room, and there, just that ability to guide the ship, even though he hasn't played defense as much as the other two. It's a good dialogue and dynamic in the room.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.